Hi there. The word for you today is on growing older and better. In Psalm 118, verse 17, David writes, I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. Today, people are living longer and enjoying better health. Given that fact, it would be wise for us to value their talent and glean from their wisdom. You may have noticed that television advertisers today are targeting younger and younger people. Why? After all, isn't a tube of toothpaste sold to an 80-year-old just as profitable as one pitched to a teenager? The idea that life should be winding down at 60 or 70 makes no sense. Look at history. Immanuel Kant wrote one of his best philosophical works at the age of 74. Verdi penned his classic Ave Maria when he was 85. Alfred Lord Tennyson was 80 when he wrote Crossing the Bar. Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes set down some of his most brilliant opinions at the age of 90. Titian painted his famous allegory of the Battle of Lepanto at the age of 98. President Ronald Reagan was one of the most powerful men in the world at 75. President of the United States of America. Noah, what about him? He was over 600 years old when he came out of the ark and helped to start the world all over again. David the psalmist wrote, two things that are worth noting about getting older. The first is found in Psalm 92, verse 14, where he says, they shall still bear fruit in old age. And second, in Psalm 118, verse 17, where he says, I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. So, when the spotlight moves from you to the younger generation, don't get discouraged. Just serve faithfully and stay productive, even in the shadows, knowing that one day God will reward you openly for all that you've done. And that's the word for you today.